Sam City Sports Network presents the High School Game of the Week. Today's game is being brought to you by Profile Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, Big League, look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And now here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. And good evening, everybody, from Columbus Hines Gym on the campus of Dixie Middle School. We bring you tonight's very special game between the Northeastern Jets and the Dixie Greyhounds. They are honoring the 1980-81 state runner-up team here tonight, and we'll hope to have a...
At this time, the Dixie Athletic Department, Superintendent Dr. Greg Williams, Principal Dr. Katina Childers, and the Board of Education would like to recognize the 1980-81 basketball team. Backed by the New Lebanon community, this team finished the season with a 25-3 record. During this time, they were crowned SWBL, sectional, district, and regional champions. These gentlemen would finish the season as state runner-ups and leave a lasting impression on the community and future Greyhound basketball players. Please stand and join us in honoring Coach Gary Pefley. Assistant Coach Jim Bauer. Jim Shimp. Scott Kreitzer. Greg Kinder. David Regal. John Hun. John Richardson. Doug Daffler. Scott French. Brad Harvey. Rob Gaver. Jeff Shimp. Mark Bell. Mark Jones. Hal Campbell. David Clymer. And our cheerleaders, Terry Smith Schaefer, Kim Wegley, Dawn Lockhart Leonard, and Debbie Baird Hines. And lastly, we'd like to recognize John Sammons and Susan Sollenberger Wetzel, who have passed away with a moment of silence. Thank you. Let's give it up once again for our 80-81 regional champions and state runner-up. Congratulations.
There you have it, the ceremony for the 80-81 state runner-ups here in for Dixie High School. That must have been a hell of a team. 25-3. Wow. So the teams are going to warm up, and we're going to take we're going to go silent till probably about 10 minutes until they warm up, and then we'll come back on. But stay with us, and the Greyhounds and the Jets will do battle here on the court at Columbus Hines Gym. The old gym, and kind of nostalgic because this is where those guys played. And they're all getting to getting reacquainted and so forth. And it's like a reunion, you know. So it's very nice to have. I didn't know if I was going to be doing it tonight because I just found out about it this morning. So, but anyway, it's going to be a great night. We hope to have the coach at halftime, Coach Gary Pefley. And we'll do that at halftime, and we'll be back with more after this. Back here at Columbus Heinz Gym, we are getting set for the game between the Jets and the Greyhounds. And I got set up my microphone here. There we go. Joining us now is the head coach of the 1980-81 Greyhounds, Gary Pefley. And Gary, congratulations on a great season that year.
Well, thanks. You know, when you've got great players, they kind of make your job a little bit easier.
What made that seem good? Talk about that team.
That team was a team. They loved each other. They hung out together. They were great students. And, of course, they were great basketball players. But just the whole thing, just the whole picture, they just a together group.
When did you know this team was going to be special?
I kind of knew it when they were young. We could see it coming. And then a couple of them started varsity from their sophomore year on. And you could just see the team progressing every day. And practice, some of our practices were better than the games. because I had 12 seniors. That's what made that team unique. And when we would scrimmage and practice, I'd mix them up. And the scrimmages were great.
Wow. What made that team so special? I mean, you know, that season, you know, the teams all came together and stuff like that. But during the season, how did they gel?
Well, we didn't really gel until after we played Greenville on a Friday night and got beat, and played Eaton on a Saturday night and got beat. Both games very, very close, last second type games. And then one of our better players became healthy. And he got to play for the first time. And then once he started playing, we just went off. And we just started scoring points. Our defense was outstanding. We'd play a man-to-man in a 1-3-1 half court. And just the kids got after it. We had a really strong bench. Very strong bench. So if we got in foul trouble, it didn't make any difference. The players, we didn't slow up.
Talk about the personnel that you guys had.
Well, we had one of the finest players in the state of Ohio, and Doug Daffler. Just a great basketball player. All-state player. He could, in the post area, he could do it all. And the kids really had the utmost confidence in him. If things weren't going right, they'd take it to Big Doug, and Doug would go to work. And he averaged over 20 a game. And and then we were well balanced. We had just a lot of guys could score.
Now, did they have? I can't remember. Did they have the 3-point circle at the time?
No, the 3-point didn't come in until 1987-88.
So that when you scored, you were scoring the 2 points, but and it was hard to come back on you guys too.
Oh yes, we once we got a lead, plus our defense was pretty stifling, and we made it hard for other teams to score.
Did you press a lot?
Not a whole lot, but we were really good at it. In fact, the first game of the state tournament, we were playing Youngstown Rand, and our press won the game.
Who did you play in the finals?
Played Napoleon. They were undefeated. They were a great basketball team. It was a really great game. We started pressing them. We were down about 9. We started pressing. We got it down to 5. And then we missed a couple easy shots and had to foul, and it ended up I can't really remember the score, but we ended up getting beat by 7-8 points. But it was a great effort.
What's it like coming back into this gym?
Oh, I love it. These are great. Dixie fans are great fans. They love basketball, and I like what's happening now. I think they 4-1 or.
Yeah,
5-1. I don't know, but they play hard. Coaches are doing a great job. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy this.
Hey, how often do you see these guys?
I haven't not very often because we've got one player lives in Florida, two live, one lives in South Carolina, one lives in North Carolina, one lives in Texas, one lives in Tennessee. So this is why we wanted to get together. We wanted to do it last year at the 40th reunion, but they had to cancel the game because of weather. Oh. And we had a lot of players that the snow was so bad, their flights were canceled. So we had to cancel the game. The induction thing. But
now, how many of those guys are back from that team, and where are they from? A lot of them from around here?
There's about three or four from around here, but we had some people travel.
Oh, good.
A guy from Texas, one of our guys from Texas, and one of the guys from South Carolina, one of the guys from North Carolina, another guy from Florida. So we got them all over.
So this really meant a lot to those guys.
Beg your pardon?
This really meant a lot then.
Oh, God, yes. It meant a lot to me just to see these guys. They did so much for me. You know, like I said before in the beginning, it's easy to coach when you've got great kids, great talent. All you got to do is put them out on the floor and stay out of their way.
I like that. But, you know, Dixie has always had, in the past, good teams. You had like Wes Coffey come out of here.
Wes and Kenny, and my son was a point guard on that team, and Darren Rankin and Phil McLeod, and one of the players is here today, Darren Crawford. He's here, but there's a great bunch. Jamie Friels is here. He was on that team.
But it's always good to have a little reunion and get to reminisce with those guys.
We've had a good time. We've been down in a room reminiscing and chewing the fat. But I'll tell you what is probably my favorite thing about this team in 81. If you chase their, if you would follow their life, how successful all of them have been in their endeavors and their families, it's amazing. That's why you can see why they were so good. You see where they are today? It's amazing.
What are some of the guys doing now? They're probably retired now.
Everything you can think of. They've got a lot of different things that they do, but great kids.
And what are you doing now?
Well, this is my last year of being the commissioner of the Southwestern Buckeye League. I've been doing it since I retired in 2003. This is my 20th year, so I'm giving that up. It's time to relax a little bit. I don't know how much my wife likes that, but...
Well, she's probably got one hell of a honey-do list then.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So, well,
it's big enough that I won't finish it.
Not today, honey. I got a little bit to do on my own here. Well, Gary, thanks for coming on. And
my pleasure.
Best of luck to you. I know you're going to be working hard at retirement.
Oh, yeah.
Your new job is retirement. And, you know, those guys, I'm going to talk to one of the guys at the halftime of tonight's game, but I know it's got to be a great satisfaction seeing those guys coming back.
Sure. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Gary Pretley, the head coach of the Dixie Greyhounds, the state runner-ups in 81, or 80 and 81. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week, a special edition with the Dixie Greyhounds and the Northeastern Jets on the reunion of the 1980-81 team. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do. Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Hey sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKTF-WRG-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price. Back here at Columbus Hines Gym, we are at the Dixie Middle School. And this is where the 1980-81 team played for all those years. Well, Dixie played here for a very long time. And you still got the stands on the far side. It's all stone over there. And filling up pretty nicely for tonight's game between Northeastern and Dixie. Northeastern comes into this game with a record of 1-1. They are 2-1 overall. They're 1-1 in the Ohio Heritage Conference. They average 50.7 points per game and give up 35 a game. The Dixie Greyhounds, they're having a pretty good year. They are in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. They are 2-0 in the WOAC, 4-1 overall. Last year, Dixie defeated Northeastern 56-53, and in 2020, Northeastern defeated Dixie 53-46, so the series is tied at one apiece. Last night, Fairbanks defeated Northeastern in a good one, 39-35, and Dixie defeated Arcanum 52-49. Next up for Northeastern is a trip to Mechanicsburg on Tuesday, and the Greyhounds are off until Friday when they travel to Franklin Monroe. You know, the Northeastern Jets football team, they were pretty good too this year. They went 11-1, losing only to Brookville in the second round of the playoffs, 38-15. So this is a pretty good school right now to play in sports. So Dixie, they had a tough time in football the last few years, but they'll come around. And the basketball team is coming around now too under the head coach, Nick Worley. Darren Long is the head coach of the Northeastern Jets. We're going to take another timeout. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week special edition here on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs. Never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Columbus Hines Gym on the campus of Dixie Middle School. The teams are warming up, and we've got a few minutes before this thing gets underway. Coming up Monday night here on the Gem City Sports Network, we will be back out at Central State. They were supposed to play, University of Virginia Lynchburg, but it was canceled due to travel concerns and health reasons by Lynchburg. So the Central State Marauders will take on Lincoln, California, the Oaklanders, on Monday night at 7:30. We'll have it for you right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. The ladies today, they played the number one team in the country in Grand Valley State, and they got it handed to them. It's 100-51. So we are the home for Central State Athletics here on Gem City Sports Network, and daggone proud of it. So we're going to take another break. We're just a couple of minutes away from the starting lineups and the national anthem. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on Gem City Sports.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Ohio, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com. Are you an enthusiastic sports fan?
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Hey sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Thank you.
Our national anthem here at Dixie High School. Now, here's the starting lineup for the Jets. Jonathan Guevara. Remy McCombs. Brett Loth. Travis Tuttle. And Adam Lafon. Now the lights go out, and they're going to introduce the starters for the Dixie Greyhound. Nate Emmerich. There you have the starters for tonight's game. As soon as the lights come on, there we go. For East Northeastern will be Guevara, McCombs, Loft, Tuttle, and Lafbaum. For Dixie, Emmerich, Hawk, Miller, Cole Huffman, and Ethan Morgan. So sit back and enjoy tonight's game between the Jets and the Greyhounds here from Columbus Hines Gym on the campus of Dixie Middle School. Nostalgia night, throwback jerseys. So the cheerleaders are wearing the throwbacks from the cheerleaders. Dixie in their white jerseys with red numbers. Gray trim, red gray trim. And also the Jets are in their maroon jerseys with gold numbers and white trim. 8 minutes on the clock, and we are set for action here at Dixie Middle School. Tip is controlled by Emmerich of Dixie. Dixie going from right to left on your dial. Emmerich going over to the right side. He'll hand off this time to Miller. Miller back over up to the right side, gets it to Kloffman. Down underneath it goes, out of bounds off of Dixie. Couldn't see who it was, and it's going to belong to Northeastern. Northeastern 2-1 on the year. Dixie 4-1 on the year. Bringing it up will be Travis Tuttle. Tuttle up the left side. Double team. Ball comes across. And almost going over is Loftman. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound comes down to Morgan. Here comes Emmerich now on the fast break over to the right side. It goes. Shot goes up and in by number 21 and Luke Miller. Here comes Northeastern right back at him, and a whistle and a foul. Looks like it's going against Northeastern's number 3 in Jonathan Guevara. That'll be his first, team's first. So first foul of the night goes to Northeastern. Here comes Emmerich into the front court, goes over to the right side to Huffman. Down underneath it goes to Morgan. Morgan can't get it to go. And scramble for it, and we're going to have a jump ball. It's going to belong to Northeastern. Seven minutes to go here in this first quarter. Two nothing is our score. Dixie leading it. It's a little bit of pressure by the Greyhounds. Bringing it up will be Travis Tuttle. Coming over to the near side. Now he switches it down in the middle of the lane. Almost carries it. Gets it back out top here to Guevara. Guevara goes left side. Brings it back out. Hands off. This time to McCombs. McCombs will drive right side. Hand off. They'll get it to Tuttle. Tuttle from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Morgan. Morgan will get it out to Emmerich. Emmerich cross court to Miller. Miller down low. And they battle for it as Dixie loses it. Here comes the Jets, and from coast to coast goes Remy McCombs. Now underneath, shot blocked from behind by McCombs, or by Tuttle. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Jets. Jets out of the Ohio Heritage Conference. Ball comes in to Tuttle. Tuttle will get the ball back from Guevara. Under the front court, gets it over to Guevara. Guevara's going to drive the lane, stops, tries to put it up, decides not to. Now, Loftman gets it to go for three. Loftman, here's another shot, no good, rebound picked up by the Greyhounds. Huffman, shot goes up by Morgan, no good. He's fouled, he'll be at the line for two. 5-2 is our score. Northeastern leading it. Foul's going against Guevara. That'll be his second, team second. So going to the line will be Morgan shooting two. Their stats weren't up to date, so I can't use them. Shot goes up and no good. First one, so Morgan misses the first, still 5-2 with 5:38 to go here in the first quarter. So the foul went on number 10. Shot goes up and in and out, no good. No, there is no 10 out there, so we get the ball situated at the half. Into the front court comes Loftbaum. Loftbaum will hand goes over to hands off to Tuttle. Tuttle comes right side, stops. This is back to Loftbaum. Loftbaum's going to try and drive. Stops, puts it up, and little short rebound. Battle out of bounds. It's going to stay with Northeastern. 5-2 is our score. 5:11 to go here in this first quarter from Dixie Middle School, right next to the high school. They thought this was going to be a great, great night, and it is. Gary Peffley was kind enough to come on before the game. Ball comes over to the near side to Loftbaum. Loftbaum's going to drive right side, stops, pops, and a little too hard. Rebound tipped around, picked up and in. The putback and in. Lockwood gets the point. It makes it now 7-2, so I guess there's number 10 in there right now. So Loftbaum picks up his first, team's third. Inbounding it will be Cole Huffman for the Greyhounds. They trail it 7-2. Out front it comes to Owen Stevenson. He's in. Stevenson goes left side or right side over to Huffman. Now they move the ball around to Miller on the left wing. Cross court goes over to Huffman. Huffman gets it to down low. Here's Huffman from the side. A little too hard. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to go back over to Northeastern. 4:23 left in this first quarter. 7-2 is our score. Ball comes all the way down, and it's intercepted by Hunter Parker. Parker, he throws it away, tried to get it to Stevenson, went right through his hands, picked up by Northeastern. Now on the left side, shot no good, rebound comes down to Tuttle. Tuttle puts it back up and in. And we have a timeout called. Northeastern leading at 9-2. We're going to take a timeout, too, back after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new...
Here come the Greyhounds. They'll bring it up, trailing by 7, 9-2 with 4 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Huffman directing traffic, top of the key, goes over to left side to Stevenson. Stevenson looking inside, now dishes down low. They dish it back out, and ball's taken away by Guevara. Guevara gets it over to Loughbaum, and he's fouled, and he'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Huffman. That'll be his first. That's going to send Loughbaum to the line to shoot two. 9-2 is our score with 3:47 to go. First shot goes up and no good. A little too hard by Loughbaum. Jets leading it. Second shot goes up and through. Nothing but net. He's got, Loughbaum has four, and it's now 10-2. Ball goes over to Stevenson. Stevenson will bring it back out. Sends it over to Huffman. Huffman, top of the key, dishes down low. Shot goes up and in by Luke Miller. Count the basket and one. Miller has four. Jai Lockroyd, his second foul, team's fourth. So Miller at the line shooting the and one. Shot goes up and nothing but net. 10-5, lead cut in half. Ball comes in to Guevara. Guevara will bring it up. Almost double. He double dribbled as he picked up his dribble and then started dribbling again. So turnover goes back over to the Greyhounds with 3:29 left in this first quarter. I have an interview with one of the players on the 80-81 team coming up at the half. Huffman goes, dishes down low. The ball goes out of bounds off of Northeastern. Coming into the game now is Aiden Neer, replacing Guevara. 3:21 left. 10-5 is our score. Huffman will inbound it. Gets it all the way out. Gets it over to Hawk. Hawk over to the far side to Stevenson. Stevenson picks up his dribble. He's double teamed or throws the ball away. Picked up by near up to the near side. Into the corner it goes to McCombs. McCombs, there's a shot from the side. No good by Tuttle. McCombs gets the putback. That's now 12-5. And foul going against Neer, his first. Team's fifth. So we got Ethan Morgan coming back into the game, as is Hunter Parker. 12-5 is our score. Dixie has the ball. Ball comes in to Stevenson. Stevenson out, goes back out to Emmerich. Emmerich loses it, picks it back up again. Now hands off to Stevenson. Back to Emmerich. To the far side goes to Ashton Huffman. Stevenson for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Huffman. He picks it up. Now gets it back out to Emmerich. Emmerich back over to Huffman. Now to Stevenson. Stevenson wanted to take the three, but then did not do so. Now he takes it and count the basket and one for Owen Stevenson. He gets the three-pointer and a possible four-point play. So Aiden Neer picks up two quick fouls real quick-like. So Stevenson will go to the line for the and one. Shot goes up and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Stevenson. Now the ball comes over to the near side. Now down underneath to Morgan. Back out top it goes. Here's Emmerich. Emmerich over to the left side. Shot for three by Ashton Huffman. No good. Rebound scramble for underneath the basket. And Ethan Morgan had it, but he on his keister and he traveled and turns the ball back over to the Jets. Coming back into the game is Guevara. Neer will sit down with two fouls. Inbounding, they get the ball to Loughbaum. Comes up the left side, picked up by Emmerich. Now goes down underneath, shot taken away.
Here comes the Greyhounds. Emmerich up the right side. Emmerich gets it over to Stevenson, firing up a long three. Got it! Nothing but net. 6 points for Stevenson. Timeout called by the Jets. They were up 10-5 at one time, and time is called. We're going to take a quick timeout, too, back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Play is underway. Ball goes over to the far side. It goes over to Gillum. Gillum back out top to Guevara. Guevara to the right side. Drives. Stops, picks up a dribble. And he gets the ball. They move the ball down low. He tried to get it to McCombs, and the ball's taken away by Dixie. Here comes Emmerich. Emmerich over to the right side, over to Ashton Huffman. Huffman gets it back out top to Stevenson. Stevenson on the left elbow will hand off to Emmerich. Emmerich out near midcourt with 1:13 to go. 12-11 is our score. Dixie coming back from a 10-5 deficit. Ball goes over to Stevenson. Stevenson dishes down low to Morgan. Morgan underneath. Now back out top goes to Miller. Miller drives down underneath. Shot goes up and in by Hunter Parker. Parker's first two of the night, and the Greyhounds lead for the first time, 13-12, with less than a minute to go. Ball comes over to the near side. Goes over to Guevara. Guevara spins. Drives baseline. They kick it back out to Tuttle. Tuttle puts it up at shot and gets it to go. Four for Tuttle, and it's 14-13 with 35 seconds to go. Dixie trailing it. Ball goes down low. Now they kick it back out. Over to the right side to Huffman. Huffman puts up a shot. A little too hard. Rebound batted out of bounds. It's going to go to Northeastern with 23 seconds left. is our score. I knew this was going to be a good one. Into the front court comes Tuttle. Tuttle, middle of the court. Now hands off, gets it down low to Guevara. Guevara's going to drive baseline. Little reverse layup, no good. Fouled, and he will be at the line for two. Foul's going against Stevenson. That'll be his first, team second. Guevara at the line shooting two. Six team fouls. Northeastern has six fouls. The Greyhounds just two. So, Guevara will stand at the toe the line and make first shot goes up, hits the back of the rim, no good. 10.5 seconds left here in this first quarter. Second shot coming up, and it rolls around and through. Guevara has his first point. 7 seconds is Emmerich into the front court in a hurry. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and he throws up a shot, no good. Rebound right there is Morgan. Morgan puts it back up and in and ties this bad boy up at 15. So we're going to take a break. After one quarter play, Dixie 15, Northeastern 16. Back after this, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
For maintenance, not even a charge for...
Back here at Columbus Hines Gym, we're tied at 15 here in the first, at the end of the first quarter. You know what's great about tonight is they're playing 80s music here too. These kids are saying, what the heck type kind of music is this? So the Greyhounds will have the ball to start this second quarter, tied up at 15. Inbounding it will be Owen Stevenson. Stevenson has 6 points on the night, 2 3-pointers. 8 minutes on the clock, and we are underway here in the second quarter as Nate Emmerich will break, walking across the line for the Dixie Greyhounds. Over to the near side goes Stevenson at the left elbow. Now Miller. They move it out. Stevenson over to Emmerich. Emmerich tries to drive, can't do so. Gets it over to Stevenson, back over to Emmerich. No shot clock in high school, so they can play around with it as long as they want to. Stevenson firing a long three. Got it! He fired that up from State Route 35. 18-15 is our score. Going over to the right side is Guevara. Guevara will hand off to Tuttle. Tuttle looking inside. Now cross court gets it over to Colt McCombs for three. A little too hard. Rebound picked up by Ethan Morgan. Quickly up court comes the Greyhounds. Ball intercepted. Here comes Tuttle. Tuttle drives. Dishes off. Shot goes up and in by Guevara. Timeout called by Nick Worley. 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, too, back after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
18-17 is our score. Dixie leading it by one. Score was tied at the half, or tied at the end of the first quarter, 18-17. Dixie will have it on the, or Dixie will have it. Emmerich will bring it up for Dixie. Going over to the left side. Now top of the key. Picks up his dribble, still looking for somebody to get it to. Finally gets it to Miller. Back out to Emmerich. Emmerich setting up the play once again out near midcourt. Now he goes top of the key, fires from there. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan. Morgan puts it back up, got it to go. Ethan Morgan has four. It's now 20-17. Into the front court comes Guevara. Guevara goes right side. He's going to drive the lane. Now stops. Ball knocked away. He picks it back up. Now dishes off to Tuttle. Tuttle, top of the key. Now to the right side, the Lofbaum. Lofbaum puts it up off the glass and in. Lofbaum has six, and it's now 20-19. Ball goes over to the far side. Now knocked away, picked up by Connor Hawk. Hawk puts it up and in. That's back to a three-point lead, 22-19. There's 5:48 to go here in the first half. Into the front court comes McCombs. McCombs will hand off to Guevara. He'll direct traffic at standing out near the center circle. Goes left side. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Dixie. Into the game comes Noel Federico and also Hunter Parker back into the game for Dixie. 22-19, 5:35 left here in this first half. Coming up on Monday, it'll be Central State basketball as they take on Lincoln, California, the Oaklanders. Here comes Miller. Miller tops of the key. Now bats it back, backs it out. Now he's going to try and drive again. Now kicks it back over to Cole Huffman, and Huffman throws it away. And it's going to belong to Northeastern. 5:15 left. 3-point Dixie lead. Ball comes in to Guevara. Guevara will walk it, bring it up and be met at the line by Luke Miller. Miller, they get it over to the far side. Gets it over to Left bomb. Now over to the near side to Guevara. Guevara, top of the key to Tuttle. Tuttle comes over to the right side, backs it out, now gets it over to Guevara. Guevara looking inside. Now he's going to drive, stops it to the free throw line, puts it up a little too hard. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Gillum, and it's a jump ball. It's going to belong to Northeastern. Hunter Howland coming into the game for the Greyhounds. I think almost everybody's been in the game for the Greyhounds except Austin Marker. Northeastern will inbound it just to the right of their basket. Ball comes into Guevara. Guevara picks up his dribble, sends it over to Tuttle. Tuttle, top of the key, goes over to the left side, gets it over to Lafbaum. Lafbaum, now he dishes down low. Shot goes up and in by Tuttle. Tuttle has six, and it's 22-21. Into the front court comes Cole Huffman. Huffman goes top of the key, now left side. Drives the lane, stops, dishes down low underneath. Ball taken away. Here's Huffman once again, shot no good. Rebound picked up by Lafbaum. Lafbaum over to, we have a whistle and a foul. It went over to Fedorenko. Foul's going against Stevenson. Owen Stevenson, his second, team's third of the half. Fedorenko to the line. Shoot two. Just into the game. No points as of yet. Trying to tie this thing up at 22 and does so. Into the game comes
Who's 15 for Dixie?
Logan Miller.
Thank you. Logan Miller into the game now for shot goes up and in. So Fedorenko gives the Northeastern a 2-point lead. Or a 1-point lead, I'm sorry. Ball goes over to the far side. Huffman back out top to Howland. Howland in the paint. Tries to get it away. Ball knocked around. Picked up by Parker. Parker puts it up no good. Whistle on a foul, and it's going against Howland. That'll be his first. Here comes Tuttle into the front court. Goes up left side. Now he drives, lays it up, puts it up off the glass, or batted away. 23-22. Northeastern leading it. Ethan Morgan back into the game as Howland will sit down. Four fouls now on Dixie. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Greyhounds. It's going to be a bigger crowd than what they have, but they were expecting it. They were expecting a big crowd. Now Huffman gets it over to Logan Miller. Now Huffman, right side, drives, stops at the free throw line, puts it up off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Guevara. Guevara up the left side in a hurry. Crosses the center line. Goes to the free throw line. Stops, pops, and can't get it to go. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Jets with 2:59 to go here in the first half. 23-22. Northeastern leads it by one. Ball comes all the way out to Guevara. Almost touches the line. Ball goes over to Lafbaum on the far side. Right down low goes to Fedorenko. Shot no good. Rebound, whistle, and a foul going against Gillum. His first, team's eighth or seventh. So it'll be the 1-1 now for Dixie for the remainder of this first half. Going to the line will be Ethan Morgan. He has 4 points. Nate Emmerich back into the game. 1-1 for Ethan Morgan. First shot goes up, rattles it out. Picked up by the Jets. There they come, Guevara up the right side. Back out top to Tuttle. Tuttle to Guevara. Guevara drives left side. Stop block, but a foul is going to be called on Huffman. Cole Huffman's going to pick up his second foul, team's fifth. 23-22. With Guevara going to the line to shoot two. He is 1-for-2 from the line. He has 3 points. 2:34 left. Here's the first shot. Goes up and through. Back to a two-point lead for Northeastern. Back into the game comes Ashton Huffman, replacing his brother, Cole Huffman. 24-22 with 2:34 to go here in this first half. Matt, Northeastern leading it. Second shot goes up and through. Guevara has 5 points on the night. Comes Dixie as Emmerich has it. Comes out near midcourt. Sets up the offense. Comes over to the left side. Now reverses. Goes over to the right side. Steps back out. Over to the left. To the right side. The middle. Ball knocked away. Picked up. And it's going to belong to the Greyhounds as it was knocked out of bounds. 25-22. Northeastern leading it by three. This ball went out to get something to eat, I guess. Ball comes in to Parker. Parker will bring it back out. Sends it over to Miller. Luke Miller. To Emmerich. Emmerich out near midcourt. Going over to the right side. Hands off to Ashton Huffman. Huffman fires up a shot from the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Guevara. Guevara will bring it up for the Jets. They lead it by three, 25-22, with 1:50 to go here in this half. Guevara at the free throw line, in the paint, loses the ball. Picked up by Fedorenko. Now they'll dish it back out. Guevara firing up a three from the left side. No good. Rebound to Fedorenko and a jump ball. That's going to go back over to Dixie with a 1:38 to go here in this first half. 3-point lead for the Jets. They come in at 4-1. Lost a tough one last night to Fairbanks. Ball to Emmerich, dished down into the paint to Morgan. Back to Emmerich. Emmerich hooks it up and in. His first two of the night, and down to a 1-point lead with a 1:21 to go. Into the front court comes Tuttle. Tuttle to the right side. This is down low. They get it to Gillum. Gillum puts it up. A wild shot. No good. Rebound comes down. Now Emmerich will control it. Drives. Stops. Had a shot but didn't take it. They dish down low to Morgan. Morgan underneath the basket. Little jump hook. Can't get it to go. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Greyhounds with 58.2 seconds left. Yeah. 25-24 is our score. Ball comes out. Here's Emmerich's shot blocked, picked up by Parker. Shot way off the mark. Rebound comes down and a jump ball. It's going to belong. It's going to belong to the Northeastern Jets. ...25-24 with 48 and a half seconds to go. Inbounding it will be Travis Tuttle. He'll get it in all the way up to Gillum. Get him into the front court. Ball knocked away by Ashton Huffman. And the Jets will inbound it right in front of the Dixie bench. Ball comes in to Guevara. Guevara out near midcourt, letting the clock run. Now goes over to the left side to Tuttle. Tuttle. 30 seconds to go here in this first half. Ball comes over. Ball knocked away, but Loftbaum picks it back up. Loftbaum now back out top to Tuttle. 23 seconds left. Tuttle stops at the free throw line. Sends it down low to scrabble for it. And it's going to be picked up by the Jets. And a whistle and a foul. The Dixie fans did not think so. The foul's going against Luke Miller. That'll be his first, team sixth of the half. Guevara will shoot two. First shot goes up and through. 26-24, Jets leading it here with 12.6 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll have a guest at the half, one of the guys from the team of the 80-81 state runners up. And a whistle and a foul going against Gillum. That'll be his second, team's eighth. 10.9 seconds to go. Coming into the game will be Remy McCombs. 26-24. Going to the line will be Ethan Morgan. He's shooting two, or make it the 1-1. Here's the first shot. Goes up and no good. Bounced a couple of times. Picked up by Guevara. 9 seconds to go. Down underneath. Goes to Fedorenko. And Fedorenko fires up a shot at the buzzer and drains it. So your score at the half is the Jets 28 and the Greyhounds 24. We'll be back with our guest right after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Does the 50th anniversary of Title IX.
Back here at Columbus Heights Gym, we're here with Doug Daffler, who was a member of the 1980-81 team. And what, Doug, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Glad to have you.
Easy first name to remember.
That's right. That's right.
What was so special about that team?
What was really special, I think, is it was unique in that time frame where we had 12 members of the team when we were all seniors. And so it was kind of a go-for-broke year, but we just had a great group of guys, really bonded well, obviously all being in the same class. And, you know, we set a goal at the beginning of the year, and it just kind of was ended up being a magical year.
Now, did you guys play your entire career, going through the middle school up to the high school?
You know, we had there was probably at least – six or eight of us that had grown up from even elementary school, but that final year we had an addition, John Hunn, Came actually from a neighboring school district that year and kind of was a good piece of the puzzle for us. But, yeah, for the most part, the whole team had grown up together here in New Lebanon.
Now, where do you live?
Currently, I live in South Carolina, down in Bluffton, South Carolina.
Okay. What was it like coming back to seeing all these guys? How often do you see these guys?
You know, it's been probably almost 20 years since we've seen. Our team was inducted to the Hall of Fame, I think, in the early 2000s. So most of us were here then. But, you know, it's we've been talking about it, and we actually tried to do it earlier this year in February. And unfortunately, a snowstorm happened that weekend, so we had to postpone it. But and certainly it would have been harder even at the 40-year anniversary in 2021 because of all the COVID and everything.
Right.
But, so, no, it's been wonderful to see everybody and really special night.
What was it like playing at, what was it like playing that, in that era with no three-pointers?
Well, we didn't know any different.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it was you know, special. We had, like I said, we had a special, you know, I look at it back then. I mean, our team averaged, without a three-point line, we averaged over 70 points a game. And our defense, you know, held to under 50 points a game. And we just, you know, ran the ball any time we could. And so it, there was some good competition back in those days. So it, but different time, certainly pre-three-point line.
What do you, I guess you guys got a lot of fond memories about this gym.
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's very special. When we our senior year, when they had the both sets of bleachers here, many a night there was an empty seat in the house. It was just the place to be back then.
Who was the toughest team you had to play that year, besides Napoleon?
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple early losses against Eaton and both road losses, Greenville. But I know, you know, we had a – there was a tough Carroll team that year. It was a Mark Best, you know, top player back in the day. Thankfully, we had him at home. But, you know, once we got to tournament time, we did have some, I'd say, nail-biting games. But it was just a great experience. Part of my family, I used to go to the state tournament games as a young kid, but to be able to play in St. John Arena, you know, it was just so special.
I was going to ask you about that. What was it like playing at St. John?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it's just, like I said, I had some familiarity with it, being at a state tournament, but it was to be able to actually play in a game there. With the crowd, it's just something I'll never forget.
Yeah. The crowd's pretty much right on top of you, too.
They were. And I think, you know, we actually had tied the attendance record that held for many years at that game.
So when you guys went out on the road, you guys traveled well, too, here in the Swivel.
Yeah, we had, it was a great time, brought the community together. We traveled well on the road, we brought big crowds. It was a very special time.
Well, Doug, I want to thank you for coming on and, reminiscing here at your old haunt.
Yeah. It's when they said they were having the game here, you know, now that it's the middle school, but, I see now. It was a great idea.
Have you been able to go through the school here?
Just a little bit. We just saw a little bit. It's changed some.
How about the new school?
Yeah, I was actually, a few of us were over there last night. So that's a nice, they got some, you know, most of our memorabilia's over there. But it's pretty nice, too. So.
A lot of memories.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, Doug, I want to thank you for coming on, and best of luck to you. What are you doing right now, anyway? Are you retired?
No,
you're
not
retired.
No, I work for a manufacturer protective clothing for firefighters. So
oh, okay.
I'm a director of sales. So
okay.
Do a fair amount of travel.
Well, once again, thanks for coming on and enjoy the rest of your weekend here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be back with the second half right after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Esports Network.
It means I'm valued. I'm empowered. I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Ohio high school sports.
This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Back here at Columbus Hines Gym at the Dixie Middle School. Here are the unofficial stats in the first half. The scoring goes like this. For Northeastern, Guevara has 6 points. McCombs has 4. Lockwood, 2. Federico had 4. Tuttle had 6. And Lafbaum had 6 for a total of 28. For the Dixie Greyhounds, Emmerich had 2. Owen Stevenson had 9 to lead the team. Hunter Parker had 2. Connor Hawk had 2. Luke Miller had 5. And Ethan Morgan had 4 for a total of 24. So the Greyhounds will have the ball to start the second half. I want to thank the coach, Gary Peffley, and also Doug Baffler for coming on our broadcast. And I want to thank Theo Whitaker for allowing us to come on at such short notice. I emailed him yesterday, and he got back to me this morning and said, sure, love to have you. So, we are getting set to get started here in the second half. The Greyhounds will be going from left to right on your dial, and the Jets from right to left. So here we go. 8 minutes are on the clock here for the third quarter. Ball comes into Emmerich, and Emmerich will bring it across the line as he is met there by Lafbaum. Ball goes down low. A nice give-and-go shot blocked, picked up by the Greyhound, or by the Jets, and throwing it away is Lockwood. And it's going to belong to the Greyhounds. 7:48 to go here in quarter number three, just underway, 28-24 Northeastern. Into the front court comes Emmerich, going over to the right side. He'll hand off to Miller. Luke Miller back over to Cole Huffman. Huffman dishes down low. Gets it to Hawk. Get back out to Huffman. Fires up a three from the right side. No good. Rebound comes down. Picked up by Tuttle. Tuttle gets it over to Guevara. Guevara's going to try and drive lanes. Puts it up. Got it to go. Guevara has 8 points. And it's now 30-24, 6-point lead. There's a shot, no good, and it's a foul on Northeastern. Foul's going against Tuttle. That'll be his first, team's first, of the half. Cole Huffman will inbound it for the Greyhounds. He's got to get it in. Ball coming in all the way up to midcourt to Emmerich. Emmerich out near the center circle, gets it over to Huffman. Huffman looking inside. We'll come around, top of the key. Hands off, gets it over to Morgan. Here's a shot, no good. Rebound comes up and in. Goes up and in by Connor Hawk. He's got 4. 30-26. Shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up, and the jump ball to belong to the Jets with 6:39 to go here in the third quarter of play. Connor, 30-26, as inbounding it will be Travis Tuttle. Tuttle has ball almost taken away. picked up by McCombs. McCombs over to the right side. In the corner it goes. Shot no good by Tuttle. Here comes Emmerich on the fly. Gets it over to Huffman on the left side. Now on top goes over to Miller to Emmerich. Emmerich will back it out. Gets down low to Hawk. Hawk drives. Turn around. Shot goes up and in or out. No good. Rebound comes down to Lockwood. Lockwood will set it up. Ball taken away. Emmerich gets the ball. Goes over to Huffman. Huffman wanted to take a shot but did not do so. Over to the right side it goes. Shot for three. Got it. Is Luke Miller. Miller brings the Greyhounds within one. 30-29 with 5:46 to go here in this third quarter. As Lockwood fires up a shot, got it to go. Lockwood gets his fourth point. It's now 32-29. Coming over to the near side, it goes over to Miller, back out top to Emmerich. Emmerich to the right, left side, over to Huffman. Huffman looking inside, back out top to Emmerich. Emmerich will back it out right in the middle of the circle. There's a little give and go, shot blocked, and a foul going against Tuttle. Whoa, wait a minute, that's going to be an offensive foul. Foul's going against Luke Miller. Dixie Bench did not like that at all. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. 32-29 Jets. Series is tied at one apiece. Ball comes in to Tuttle. Tuttle will send it back over to McCombs. Down low, shot goes up and in by Tuttle. Tuttle gets his eighth point, and it's now 34-29. Ball goes down low into the low post. Shot goes up and in. Count the basket in one by Connor Hawk. He's got six. Foul's going against Lockwood, his third, team second. 4:59 to go. A three-point lead. Hawk will try to cut it within two. Fedorenko back into the game for the Jets. Shot no good, and a whistle and a foul over the back. Wait a minute, what do we got here? Could be a lane violation here as two officials are talking in the middle of the lane. 4:58 to go here in the first or in the third quarter. So they're talking about it right now in front of us as a third official gets involved. 34-31 with 4:38 to go here in this third quarter. The Jets leading it. Jets won last year 53-46. Or no, I take that back, Dixie won. So going to the line will be Hawk for the and one. Shot goes up and rolls around and through. He's got seven, and it's 34-32. Ball goes over to the far side. Now they'll get it to Fedorenko. Fedorenko out top, over to Tuttle. Tuttle goes right side, gets it down low, into the low post, gets it to Gillum. Gillum, big triple team, now gets it out to Fedorenko. Fedorenko dishes down low, and Gillum loses it, picked up by Hawk. Hawk tried to get it to Huffman, and it picked up by the Jets. Coming over to the near side is Tuttle. Lays it up off the glass and in. Tuttle gets two more. He's got 10. 36-32. Huffman, whistle and a foul, a blocking foul. Getting ready to come back into the game is Owen Stevenson. McCombs pick up his first, the team's third of the quarter, a third of the half. Huffman will shoot. He has no points on the night. First shot goes up and through. Also back into the game comes Jonathan Guevara for the Jets. Sitting down will be Brady Gillum. 36-33 with 4:14 to go here in the third quarter from Columbus Hines Gym at the Dixie Middle School. Second shot goes up and through. Nostalgia night here at the middle school. This used to be the high school. This is where the 80-81 team played their games. Fedorenko into the left corner. Brings it back out. Gets it back out to Tuttle. Tuttle top of the key. Goes over to the right side. Now he drives this back out, and it's going to be thrown away. But here's Fedorenko firing up a three, but it's fouled, and he's going to go to the line for three. He gets fouled. Foul's going against Ethan Morgan. That'll be his first, team second. So Fedorenko will go to the line to shoot three. He's got 4 points. He's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. First shot goes up and in and out. No good. 3:52 remaining here in this third quarter from Dixie Middle School. Second shot goes up and through. Fedorenko gets his 5th point, trying to go for 6 and a 4-point lead. 37-34. Jets leading it. Here in quarter number 3. Third shot goes up and through. He's got 6 points, and it's 38-34. Huffman, this is down low. Shot goes up and in by Stevenson. Stevenson gets his 11th point. Timeout called, the 30-second timeout. It's 38-36. The Jets leading it. A 30-second timeout as coming back in is Hunter Parker. And coming up on Monday night, it'll be the Central State Marauders taking on the Lincoln Oaklanders from California. Guy that you might know if you're a basketball fan is Gary Payton. He is the coach for Lincoln. Come on out. And I don't know if it's going to be... Game will be at Beacon Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. Come on out and enjoy a night of college basketball out at Beacon Lewis Gym. Lincoln against Central State. They were supposed to play today, but they had a little trouble from the Lynchburg Dragons. They couldn't get in. So here we go. Ball comes in. They get it into Tuttle. Take that back. Loft. They're whistling a foul going against the Stevenson picks up his third, team's third. Inbounding it will be Tuttle on the far side. Ball comes in to Lafbaum. Lafbaum gets it over to Guevara. Guevara's going to try and drive a little smooth spin move. Loses the ball. Picked up by Luke Miller. To get it to Huffman. Huffman into the front court in a hurry. Huffman drives a lane and a whistle. And what do we have here? Foul's going against Hunter Parker. An offensive foul. That'll be his first, team's fourth of the quarter. 3:24 left. Jets leading it by 2. Ball comes in to Rhett Loft. Loft will get it up to Guevara. Guevara up the right side. Almost throws it away and picked up this time by Huffman. Huffman will get it to Miller. Miller over to the far side to Emmerich. Now they move it around to the near side. Huffman on the right side is going to try and drive. Stops. Gets it out to Emmerich. His shot from the side. Got it is Owen Stevenson. And we're tied at 38. With 2:50 to go here in this third quarter. Loft fires up a shot. Gets it to go. Loft makes it 40-38. His first 2 points. Here's Emmerich. Out near midcourt. Setting up the offense for the homestanding Greyhounds. Comes over to the right side to Huffman. Huffman in the corner. Brings it back out. Now over to the far side. Here's a shot by Miller. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down. Picked up by Parker, but he stepped on the line. Ashton Huffman coming into the game. Sitting down will be Luke Miller. Jets will have it. 94 feet away with 2:22 remaining here in quarter number 3. They lead it by 2, 40-38. Doug Brown with you. Thank you for joining us here on this Saturday night. Loft bringing it up. Gets it over. They get it across and it quickly up. Ball knocked away, picked up by Federico. His shot was no good, and a whistle on a jump ball. That's going to belong to the Jets, or to the Greyhounds. 2:08 to go. 40-38 with 2:08 to go. Jets leading it by twos. Greyhounds have it. They get a three, they can lead by one. Ball goes over to the far side to Ashton Huffman. Stops in the paint, kicks it over to his brother. Cole fires up a shot for three, way off the mark. And we have a traveling call against Federico. Turns the ball back over to the Greyhounds with 1:57 left in the quarter. It was tied at 15 at the end of one, 28-24 at the half. Ball comes in to Parker. Parker gets that top. They'll move it over to Huffman. Cole Huffman will bring it back out. Now tries the seam, turnaround jump shot in the paint. Got it to go. Cole Huffman gets his fourth point of the night. And we're tied at 40 apiece. It's 1:37 to go. Into the front court comes Loft. Loft cross court. We get it over to Tuttle. Tuttle's fouled. With 1.5 to go. Foul's going against Emmerich. That'll be his first, team fifth. That'll send Tuttle to the line to shoot two. His first trip to the line tonight. He's got 10. 40-40 is our score with 1.5 to go here in this third quarter. First shot is up and through. Gets to take a one-point lead. Back into the game comes Ethan Morgan. Remy McCombs coming back in for the Jets. As going back to the line will be Travis Tuttle for one more. Jack is up and through. He's got 12 and 42-40. Emmerich in the front court gets it over to the far side to Ashton Huffman. Back to Emmerich. Emmerich's going to drive in the lane, puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Fouls going against Federico. That'll be his first. So Emmerich will go to the line to shoot two. He's got 2 points on the night. First shot comes up and nothing but net. 42-41. Jets leading it by just one with 1:19 to go in the quarter. Second shot coming up. Goes up and through. We're tied at 42 with 1:19 left. Into the front court comes Gavar. He picks up his dribble and he throws it away. It's going to belong to the Greyhounds. Went right over the head of Darren Long. Here comes Emmerich into the front court, walking it up slowly with 1:05 to go. Now this is down low. Gets it over to Parker. Parker back out top. Gets it over to Huffman. Huffman down low. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Morgan. Ball take. And Emmerich keeps it. Goes over to Stevenson. Stevenson stops and he's called for the travel. 49.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 42 apiece. A good old good one from Dixie Middle School. Ball comes in to Federico. He's up on the fly up the right side. Stops in the middle of the paint. Dishes across. Almost ball knocked away. Picked up by Federico. Into the corner it goes. Loft, or McCombs brings it back out. 37 seconds to go. Tuttle controls the ball for the Jets. Tuttle goes right side, tries to drive, and stops. Gets sent it underneath, picked up by the Greyhounds with 23 seconds to go. Stevenson on the fly, gets it over to Emmerich. Emmerich tried to get it down low to Morgan. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to go back over to the Jets. Coming back into the game is Luke Miller. Sitting down will be Owen Stevenson. 17.9 seconds left in this third quarter. As they remember the 88-81 team here. went to the state state finals, only to lose to Napoleon. Into the front court comes Loft. Loft shot goes up and in by McCong. He's got six. 4 seconds to go. Shot goes up. A little jump hook. No good. Rebound comes down. And that's going to do it. Your score at the end of three quarters of the play. The Jets of Northeastern, 44. Dixie, 42. Back after this, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
To the fourth quarter we go. Jets leading it by two, 44-42. It's always nice listening to the 80s music, you know. Like I said, these kids are saying, what the heck kind of music is this? It's music you can understand the words to. Ball comes in to Fedorenko. Fedorenko will bring it across the line. Picked up by Cole Huffman. Fedorenko at the top of the key, hands off to Tuttle. Tuttle goes right side. Tuttle looking inside, now double teamed. Ball knocked away, picked up by Hunter Parker. Parker will get it to Emmerich. Emmerich will slow it up. Gets it over to the right side to Huffman. Cole dishes down low. Shot by Stevenson, or by Parker, no good. Rebound, Morgan puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Dixie. Here's a shot from the side for three. Goes to Cole Huffman. It's now 45-44, 1 point lead for the Greyhounds. We go back and forth. Bringing it up is Tuttle. Tuttle on the right side. Tuttle goes down, stops at the free throw line. Now Loft fires up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down. Here comes Morgan. Morgan tried to get it over to Miller, but it went right past him and into the seats of into the bench, I should say, of Dixie. 7:04 to go here in the final quarter of play, or I should say regulation. Fedorenko will bring it up for the Jets in their maroon jerseys with gold numbers. Fedorenko goes far side. Gets it to Guevara. Here's Fedorenko for three. He drains it. Fedorenko has nine. 47-45. Northeastern leading it. Emmerich goes over to the left side. And gets a pick. Dishes it over to Huffman on the near side. Cole gets it back out top to Miller. Miller fires up a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound Huffman. Gets it over to shot from the side from three. Goes in by Owen Stevenson. He's got 16 points, 48-47. Greyhounds, if we go back and forth. Ball knocked away. Picked up and going after it was Guevara, but he stepped on the line to try to save it. And Dixie will control it now. Ball comes into Emmerich, and Emmerich will take his time walking across the court of the timeline. 6 minutes to go in regulation. 1 point Dixie lead. Emmerich goes over to the far side. Now dishes to Parker. Parker back over to Emmerich. Emmerich over to the left side by Huffman. No good. Rebound right there is Ed Stevenson. Puts it back up and in. Stevenson gets the put back. It's a 3 point Greyhound lead with 5:35 to go. Into the front court comes Tuttle. Tuttle drives, kicks it over to the right side. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Jets. Back into the game is Adam Loftbaum for the Jets. Sitting down will be McCombs. 5:31 left in regulation. 50-47 is our score. Ball comes all the way out to Laflamme, out near midcourt. Laflamme now top of the key, goes over the left side to Tuttle. Tuttle's going to drive. That kicks it, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Fedorenko, and a whistle and a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Greyhounds. A lot of jump balls tonight. So Parker will inbound it for the Greyhounds, trying to go 5-1 on the year. Coming off a win over Arcanum last night at home. Here comes Stevenson on the near side. Stevenson top of the key, double team. Dishes over to the right side and goes right past Cole Huffman and goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Jets. Trailing by three with 5:02 to go in regulation. Bringing it up will be Tuttle. Tuttle gets it over to Laflamme. Laflamme top of the key. Back over to Fedorenko. Fedorenko dishes down low. Lockwood. Lockwood puts it up off the glass. No good. And a whistle. And a foul on Dixie. Foul's going against Emmerich. That'll be his second. Team sixth. Back into the game comes Connor Hawk. And Stevenson will sit down. Inbounding it will be Travis Tuttle for the Jets. Gets it in. Finally gets it in. And ball comes out to Laflamme. Laflamme over to the near side to Tuttle. Tuttle turn around jump shot. Gets it to fall. Tuttle gets two more. He's got 14. 50-49, a one-point lead for the Greyhounds with 4:25 to go here in this fourth quarter. Emmerich gets it to Parker. Parker back to Emmerich. Emmerich into the corner goes to Huffman. Huffman's going to drive. Double team now to Emmerich. Emmerich going to drive baseline, puts it up and in. Emmerich gets his 6 point. 52-49 with 4 minutes to go in regulation. Into the front court comes Laflamme. Laflamme comes over to the near side. Stops, pops, and can't get it to go a little too hard. Rebound comes down. Goes to Luke Miller. He'll hand off to Emmerich, and Emmerich will walk it across the line, killing some time with 3:43 to go. Coming over to the near side, gets it over to Huffman. Huffman looking inside. Now brings it back out. Huffman will drive the lane now. Stop. Dishes down low. Now dish back out to Huffman. Huffman at the nice little behind no-look pass. He sent it over to the far side in the left corner. Now all the way back out to Emmerich with 3:20 to go. Ball comes up. Emmerich drives, and he's going to be fouled. Foul's going against Fedorenko, his second, team's fifth of the quarter. Fedorenko out for the Jets. So the Jets only have five fouls. 52-49. Greyhounds leading it with 3:15 to go. Huffman will inbound it. Gets it into Stevenson. And it's going to go out of bounds off Stevenson. It's going to belong to the Jets. Trailing by three with 3:12 to go. Good ball game tonight. It's been close all the way. Ball comes in to Laflamme. Laflamme will bring it up into the front court. Picked up by Huffman. Laflamme comes to the near side, gets it over to McCombs. McCombs will drive, kicks back out to Laflamme on the right wing. Now he sent it down low to Guevara. Guevara double team. He puts up a shot, no good, little short. Rebound comes down to Stevenson. Shot by Hawk, no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Lockwood. That'll be his fourth. Team sixth. As coming in will be Brady Gillum. So going to the line will be Hawk shooting two. He's one for one from the line tonight. He's got make it two for two. Coming into the game for the Greyhounds is to be Luke Miller. As Hawk will get another one. They lead it by four, 53-49. Second shot, no good. Rebound comes down, picked up by Luffbaum. He'll dish it off to Guevara. Guevara drives the lane, loses control, and out of bounds. It's going to be traveling against the against Guevara with 2:36 to go. 4-point lead by Dixie. I think that's what they beat Arcanum last night by 3, 52-49. Fairbanks beat Northeastern by 4. 39-35. Inbounding it will be Connor Hawk. Ball comes in to Huffman. Huffman will control it. They're bringing up into the front court, being hounded there by Loftbaum. Finally gets it into the front court. 2:25 to go here in the regulation. Dixie up by 4. Ball comes over to Miller. Miller looking inside. Now he's going to try and drive. Kicks it over to Huffman on the corner. Now they kick it out to Hawk. Back over to Huffman. Huffman will bring it out near midcourt. Kill some more clock. Huffman dishes down low. Shot goes up and in by Miller. Or by Morgan, I should say. 6 for Morgan, and it's a 6-point lead. 2 minutes to go. Ball goes over to the far side to Lapa, or went over to Guevara. He lost it. Morgan is fouled. He went, tried to get the ball, or tried to get it up, but he was fouled. Foul's going against Loftbaum. That'll be his second, team 7. Timeout called by Northeastern with 1:49 to go here in this fourth quarter. Dixie 55 and Northeastern 49 back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
1:49 left in this one. 55-49, Dixie leading it over Northeastern. A little YMCA going on here. So going to the line will be Logan, or will be Ethan Morgan to shoot one, or make it two. The shot goes up and through. That's a 7-point lead for Dixie with 1:49 to go, trying to make it an 8-point game and a 3-possession game. Shot goes up and good. 57-49 is our score. Dixie leading it by 8. Here comes Tuttle. Tuttle drives right side. Stop. Pops. Let's fade away. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Huffman of Dixie. 1:34 to go. Dixie trying to go 5-1 as Nick Worley calls a timeout. Full timeout. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Back here at Dixie Middle School, little Deal Diamond and Shades of Fenway Pack. Buck and a half to go, 57-49, Dixie leading it. Greyhounds will have the ball on the near side as Huffman will inbound it for the Greyhounds, leading by 8. Ball comes in all the way out into the backcourt to Luke Miller. Huffman, now over to Hawk. Hawk, top of the key. Drives the lane, puts it up. Wild shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan. Scramble for it, picked up. Now ball is kicked out of bounds by the Jets. With 1:11 to go here in this contest, 57-49 is our score. So a full timeout called by Coach Worley. And we'll take another timeout back after this.
Filer Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
1:11 to go here in this one, a 57-49 Dixie lead. Inbounding it will be Owen Stevenson, gets it in to Huffman or Miller, but Miller loses it. Shot is blocked. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with the Jets as the Jets stole it. 1:03 to go. Back into the game comes Nate Emmerich. Stevenson will sit down. Inbounding it will be the Jets. They get it in to Tuttle. Tuttle now hands off to Fedorenko. Fedorenko, they throw it away. And Dixie ball with 56.1 seconds left, and coming back into the game, Owen Stevenson. Luke Miller will sit down. 56.1 seconds to go. Emmerich will get the inbound fast and walk it across, or get it over to Huffman. Oh, double team as ball is taken away and a whistle, and what do we have? A foul going against Northeastern. Foul is going against Loftbaum. His third, team's eighth, so that'll send Emmerich to the line to shoot the 1-1. He is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. He's got 6 points. 48.4 seconds left. First shot goes up and through, so he get a second. 58-49, a 9-point lead. It looks like Dixie's going to improve to 4-1, and Northeastern's going to fall to 2-2. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Loftbaum. Loftbaum into the court, goes over to Fedorenko. His pass is intercepted as Hoffman has it. Gets it across court. Now here's Emmerich. Emmerich almost fouled. Ball's taken away. Here comes Fedorenko on the right side. Back out top for three by Tuttle. No good. Rebound by Guevara. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Ethan Morgan. That'll be his second. Seventh on the team, and that'll send Guevara to the line for two. Guevara had 6 points in the first half. He had four free throws. He was 4 of 6 from the line. Roshaka's through. He's got 9 points. 58-50 is our score with 23.6 seconds left. Second shot coming up. And no good. And a whistle on the lane violation going against Guevara. Turns the ball back over to the Greyhounds with 23.6 seconds to go. Back into the game comes Aiden Near with Lofbaum sitting down. Hoffman will inbound it, gets it into Emmerich. Emmerich will bring it up. 20 seconds to go. He'll get it over to Huffman. Huffman into the front court. Huffman goes right side, drives to the lane. Now goes underneath the basket. Now Emmerich. Emmerich double team. Over to Huffman. 9 seconds to go. Huffman drives, holds on to it. Ball almost not lost by Stevenson. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's going to be your final score. Dixie wins it 58-50 on the night where they celebrated the 80-81 state runner-up team. And we'll be back with the final totals right after this. Your final score, once again, Dixie 58 and the Jets 50, back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Columbus Hines Middle School, or the gym at Dixie Middle School. Here's the totals for the Northeastern Jets. Jonathan Guevara had 9 points. Remy McComb had 6. Jai Lockwood, 4. Rhett Loft had 2. Noah Fedorenko had 9. Travis Tuttle led the Jets with 14. And Adam Lofbaum had 6 for a total of 50. For the Dixie Greyhounds, Nate Emmerich had 7 points. Owen Stevenson, 18. Hunter Parker had 2. Connor Hawk had 8. Luke Miller had 8. Cole Huffman had 7. And Ethan Morgan had 8 for a total of 58. So the Greyhounds improved to 5-1 over on the year. The Jets fall to 2-2. Now the Jets will be playing on Tuesday when they travel to Mechanicsburg. The Greyhounds are off until Friday when they take on the Jets of Franklin Monroe. Our next broadcast of high school basketball will be on the 22nd when Meadowdale takes on Stivers at Stivers. Our next broadcast of college basketball will be on Monday night when the Lincoln Oaklanders come in to take on the Central State Marauders. Until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday night. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for the High School Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network.